we're all in a 4-2 tie right now, to be honest with you, now with that turn of events, and I am clearly in the driver's seat because I have more guys to use.
Do you?
Oh,
I feel like I used Steph Diggs the right way.
You did. I'm just saying, you got to be done with Steph.
There's a good chance Steph is done. I don't know if you heard.
I don't believe it. By the way, do you have D'Amico? D'Amico, and look, D'Amico Ryan spoke. You heard it just a bit ago on In the Loop, and of course, as you know, D'Amico, he's gonna be straight up with you, and he's gonna give you everything you need to know. And this is what he had to say when he was asked about the latest on his number one, arguably number one free agent pickup, Stephon Diggs.
For Diggs, we're still evaluating, see where he is.
Oh, that's it.
That's full cut.
We're still evaluating, see where he is.
Yep, that's it.
For some reason in my mind, I thought he was going to get up there like Coach Herman Boone from Remember the Titans when they lost Gary Bertier. You can't replace Gary Bertier. You just can't. Gary Bertier, heart and soul of this team. You can't replace a Gary Bertier. But we'll do the best that we can. But that's all he said. Just still evaluate. But still evaluate. And you may have used him the right way. But that is the latest. That will be something, Clint, we are going to be following today, tomorrow. He never returned back in the game. And you know, as I know, Clint, the non-contact are the scary ones where no one touches you and you just go down. Those are the ones that are concerning. But that's one we're going to be keeping our eye on and watching the rest of the way. All right, Clint, we know that you are out right now at this point on, hey, Super Bowl contender with the Texans. We established that last week. They need to do something against a team for you to incredible team for you to get there.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying a credible team for you to get there.
Yeah,
but I don't think the Colts would be that. But they're now 6-2.
The Colts or the performance? Let's be completely honest.
I was going to say, well, let's jump into that, and the people can jump in on the text line, on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans text line, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Clint, where are you at now? How are you feeling about the Texans? I'll be honest with you, the AFC, the Ravens, has some sort of crazy loss yesterday to Jameis Winston and the Browns, and the Jets, they go down to the Patriots, your next opponent. How are you feeling? Of course, the Chiefs are 7-0 as they beat the Raiders. But how are you feeling about the Texans now in the AFC?
Yeah, look, I've got no movement. I've got Kansas City and Baltimore, two teams that I believe have earned the right to one to Kansas City, not playing their best ball all year long, but they are undefeated. That's self-explanatory. And then Baltimore, who's sitting at 5-3, so the record's not as good. They have slipped up a little bit. They did get a little bit of a slow start, if I remember correctly. But Baltimore is just a different animal for me right now with what they bring to the table on both sides of the football. But I've got Kansas City and Baltimore, and there's a good size gap between the tier two teams.
Even
tier
with the
one
Baltimore
and,
loss yesterday.
Yes. There's a nice size gap between those being the tier one teams in the AFC and the tier two teams in the AFC. Now, I do think the Texans fit squarely in there with Buffalo and Pittsburgh. I think those are your three tier two teams for me right now. If I'm really getting picky, those are my three tier two teams in the AFC. And I think the Texans are right there with those two teams. Even though I think we've probably seen better football from those two teams all year long than we had the Texans. It's hard to argue the head-to-head with Buffalo.
Yeah,
obviously, winning that game, I can't put Buffalo ahead of the Texans.
Now, they are different when you add Amari Cooper.
Well, you can go back and watch some of the games before the Texans game, and they played some really, really good football. Now, again, the head-to-head matchup, I can't put Buffalo ahead of them, but I can damn sure put them in the same tiers. So, and Pittsburgh with Russ at the helm, the small sample size we've seen was impressive. Now
he's got the Giants tonight. If he keeps playing like that, I'm with you.
I got him tier two in the AFC, Rod.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I almost think the Chiefs may be in a tier of their own.
So that Baltimore loss hit you a little bit, huh?
Well, I mean, it's just the second one. It's they lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Raiders and the Browns. And I don't know. And the Chiefs beat them. And we'll see. And we'll see how Hopkins gets involved with that team there. But I don't know how you all feel. And I'm just going to be honest. I've long stopped with the battle in my mind. I felt worse about the Texans after they won that game yesterday than I did when they lost last
year. Yeah, you were pretty positive after the Green Bay game.
Well, I thought Green Bay on the road, which I think Green Bay is a legit good football team. Hell, they were able to finish off the Jags and Love got hurt again. And they finished the game with their backup, who we don't know if he could throw or not, but then he comes up with a huge throw to get some in position to win the game. But I feel like Green Bay's a really good football team. I'd say at the very least a borderline Super Bowl contender in the NFC. I can easily see them in the NFC Championship game. They were almost there last year and they've gotten better. But that was a really good football team on the road. And you were handcuffed even more than you were yesterday. You didn't have Kamari Lassiter in that game. You didn't have the ability to go to Devin White in that game. And they fought and they stayed with it. And, you know, they lost at the buzzer. Clint, the Indianapolis Colts, they're not a good football team.
Mm-mm, not at all.
I mean, I'm not saying they're the Panthers. But they feel like, you know, the Cardinals. They feel like teams like that. They're the Jags. They're all right. They're all right, but they're not a good football team. And not only are they not a good football team, like I could sit and say, boy, this was a tight one, Clint, because Anthony Richardson just found a day where he put it together, Clint, and just did the scary things. Oh man, my man was 10 for 32,
mm-hmm.
and he's just missing multiple receivers. Not only the deep ones streaking down the field open, but he's missing just easy throws to Josh Downs and to his tight ends that would be, you know, 10 to 15 yard pickups, and who knows if, you know, they break a tackle. He was just terrible. Shane Steichen, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. I mean, he comes out the first six plays of the game are throws. throws. The first 11 plays were 9 throws and 2 carries to Jonathan Taylor. I don't know what he was doing. But so to me, that was a bit alarming. That was different. That's not a good football team. And you were at home coming off of last week's debacle, which it felt like that's how people around here took the Green Bay game as a debacle. And you felt like this would be one they would come out after hearing all the stuff they heard all week. We know they heard it because CJ brought it up on Wednesday. Like, and then you came out and it looked like that.